Welcome to The Process with Shadi Marie. And today I'm going to talk about when you are called. So my idea of what I want to do or talk about being called is to bridge the gap with people who may be living in their everyday life and feeling a certain way, but also feeling something in their spirit and they can't quite connect the dots. So that's the idea that I have with trying to explain this. So many of you may know that I am a licensed clinical social worker. I practice as a mental health professional / therapist, but I also am called the supernatural therapist, and that's because I do a lot of work with my Lord and Savior Jesus and operating in the spiritual realm. So I guess the best thing I can say is I have seen people do much better and excel much better in their journey and healing when the spiritual and the mental meet and connect, where they can spiritually excel while also excelling in their everyday life, if that makes any sense. So I'm going to try my best to just bring it home, to make it connect, and prayerfully, it is healing, it is informative to whoever is listening. So I just want to just come in by prayer, and then we'll just take it from there. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Father God, for another day. God, we just ask that you cover the space, Father God, cover this podcast, Father God, cover the ears of the listeners, Father God, that what information that they get for this, Father God, that they will be able to apply it to certain areas of their life, Father God, and that they will have spiritual discernment on what applies to them and what does not apply to them, Father God, that you would let it meet them, let them see it, let them hear it at the opportune time, Father God, that will help catapult them into the next stage of their life, whether it be a stage of knowledge, whether it be a stage of wisdom, Father God, whether it be a stage of healing, whether it be a stage of breakthrough, whether it be a stage of just having the capacity to move forward, Father God, do what you will with this podcast, with this learning. And God, I just ask that your Holy Spirit, Father God, just be all over the information that is provided. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, amen. So today, I got up and it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and the Lord brought me to the call of Jeremiah, and he was giving me revelation about the call of Jeremiah to be able to connect it with other people that are having challenges in their call or their walk or their purpose in life. So a lot of times in therapy or in coaching or when people just need mentoring or support, they feel like they don't know what they are called to do. Then there are people that know that they're called to do something, but they don't feel like they meet the criteria for it. They don't feel like they're eligible for it. They don't feel like they have the capacity to do it. And this is where things get a little bit rocky, because sometimes our emotions and our feelings and how we see ourselves can stop us from moving forward in an area or a space that the Lord has called us to do. A lot of times in the therapy world, someone would call it imposter syndrome, right? So I want to connect the dot with what happened with Jeremiah and what happens to us in everyday life. So in Jeremiah 1, verse 4, it says, "The word of the Lord came to me. I chose you before I formed you in the womb. I set you apart before you were born. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. But I protested, 'Oh no, Lord God, look, I don't know how to speak since I am only a youth.' Then the Lord said to me, 'Do not say I am only a youth, for you will go to everyone I send you to and speak whatever I tell you. Do not be afraid of anyone, for I will be with you to rescue you. This is the Lord's declaration. Then the Lord reached out his hand, touched my mouth, and told me, I have now filled your mouth with my words. See, I have appointed you today over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and demolish, to build and plant. So in that scripture, Jeremiah understands that he is called, right? So he has this idea. He has something in his spirit. Something has just happened where he has an understanding that he is called for something that the Lord has called him to. So the Lord comes to Jeremiah and lets him know that I knew who you were before you were even in the womb. So I have created this, created you to do this. How many times in our everyday life we feel a pull to do something? We feel like it's an area we're called to, but we don't feel like we may be able to do it. So with Jeremiah, he's like, okay, you appointed me a prophet, but I'm young. Like, how am I able to do this? Like, shouldn't this be for the people that's older, people that's more experienced, people that's more seasoned? Like, so you can think of all of these different things and all of these different reasons why somebody else should be the person to have the job, but you can't, but you don't understand how you could fulfill it. So I have felt like that. Even when it came to doing the podcast, I'm like, God, did you really want me to really do this? Do you really want me to come out here? And it's been stirred up in me over and over and over. And when I first started to do it, I was just going to jump in and it didn't quite deliver exactly what the Lord wanted. So sometimes when the Lord calls us to something, we do have to seek him, hear from him, so that we can make sure that we're doing exactly what it is that he has called us to do. So sometimes in therapy, I meet people that may say, you know what? I feel like I'm called to the arts. I feel like I'm called to be a doctor. I feel like I'm called to be a social worker, I'm called to be a psychologist, but I don't know any psychologists. I don't know any people in theater. I don't know anybody that's a doctor or a dentist. And I've never seen anyone get past a certain level in my family. So people start to judge their accomplishments based off of what is around them. So it's an environmental aspect that starts to play on them to say, well, I've never seen it done. And I don't think that I'm capable of doing it because I don't know anybody that does it. I don't know if y'all remember like going to the, when you go to like school trips and they used to take you to different places where you would see like, oh, it's a doctor, or you just meet people. And what they really were doing was trying to let you see that these are the things that are attainable. This is possible for you. These are the things that you can do. So sometimes exposure will help us understand that we are pretty much able to do anything with God. I know for me, I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do. I know when I was coming up, I always liked to help people. That was like my thing. I enjoyed it, but I didn't know it was a profession that actually was able to do it. So I was in school for nursing and I was taking nursing classes. And as I was taking the nursing classes, it felt like I could not passed them. Even though I was passing the grades, it just felt like I couldn't get to the next one, to the next one. It's like, I felt like I was stuck and I did not understand, like, why am I not progressing? And then finally, I sat in and I prayed and I was just like, I don't really want to be a nurse. But I had known nurses. There were nurses around me and my family, and there were people in my family that wanted to be a nurse. So I felt like it was attainable. I felt like it was something that was familiar. So I was like, oh, and I like to help people, this would be fine. And then I was a nursing assistant for a little bit and I absolutely hated it. It was like, I wanted to help, but I didn't I wasn't good in that capacity. It just wasn't my thing. And I had to be honest with myself. So one day the Lord was just like, if you move forward with nursing, you're like, it's not going to be what you think it's going to be. And I'm like, well, I can just do it for the money. You know, like they make good money. So I started gassing myself up, telling myself these things and why it would be beneficial. And then one day I just had this realization that the money was just not going to cut it. And I'm like, I need to just try to figure out something. So I went on this long journey to try to figure out what I need to do. So I visited different colleges. I started looking into different majors and nothing just sat right with me. Nothing made me think like, okay, this is what I want to do. And one day I was kind of like over it and somebody was like, why don't you just go talk to somebody at the school in the social work department? And I was just like, social work? I was like, don't they like take people kids? I'm like, I don't really want to do that. And I'm naive at this time a little bit, but I'm like, I don't really hear good stuff about social workers, so I don't know if that's for me. So I go talk to the lady at the school and she is like, social workers do therapy. They're in all different arenas. They do child protective services. They do medical. They do macro. They do all types of things. So she gives me like this long list of different things that they do. And when she really dives into the mental health aspect of it and counseling and talking and all that other stuff, I'm like, oh, that's what I like to do. I'm like, I feel like I do that. I didn't know it was a profession that can get paid to do that. Like, really? So long story short, that's how I ended up in social work. So if it had not been for the pull of me knowing that something was what I didn't want to do and feeling like I had an area that I enjoy, I don't think I would have ever stumbled upon that. So as I get into the field, it felt like it was right. But I had questions. Once I graduated and it was time to go in and deal with the real people, I questioned myself. I'm like, I don't want to mess up nobody's life. I don't want to tell nobody the wrong thing. I don't want to hurt anybody. Like all of these different things that you just work through when you're dealing with people, because I wouldn't want it done to me were things that I had, like imposter syndrome. And as I got into the field, I loved it. Like I absolutely positively loved it. And I felt like the Spirit of the Lord started to pour down on me even more because I was able to navigate things even better. Like some things that I really didn't feel like I would know, God would just help me in the midst of it. So here I am in my natural element doing the physical work. And I'm also feeling like I have God backing me in certain aspects to help me help his people. So that's pretty much how it all came together. But if I had leaned to my own understanding, I would have went a different way and I would have probably been miserable making money as a nurse, but that wasn't the call for me. So this is why I feel like it's so important for us to tap into what God is saying to us about certain areas of our life so that we don't get pulled off course. Usually we have a unction. We have something that kind of lets us know, like, this is what I like. This is what I enjoy. This is where I feel like I would best excel. And a lot of times we just don't go to God about it. So one of the ways that you would go to God is just inviting the Holy Spirit in. A lot of people have an idea of who Holy Spirit is, but a lot of people don't understand the real application of the Holy Spirit. So when I am talking to people that may ask me about Holy Spirit, I try to describe it as best as I can. Holy Spirit is a personality. He is a gentleman and he has to be invited in. So in the Bible, he's referred to as many things. One of the things he's referred to is as a helper. So he helps us. And a lot of times in different religions or different spirituality, they'll conjure up or invite certain things in. And what they're really doing is inviting a spirit into them to try to help them download or whatever it is that they get out of that. But that's not the true way of the Lord. So the Lord wants us to utilize Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is also the Spirit of truth. So one way I do that is, Holy Spirit, help me. Or Holy Spirit, I invite you in. A lot of times people will be like, well, I did that and nothing happened. And sometimes you might not feel it right away, but you just continue to invite him in and you get accustomed to doing it. Like, you can do it when you get up in the morning and you go to shower. You can do it when you brush your teeth. You just say, Holy Spirit, I invite you in. And what you're really saying is, I invite you in to take over my day, take over my mind, to impart what it is that you will have me to do. And sometimes we have had like little moments where we might feel the Lord or Holy Spirit, and but we don't know how to really tap into it. But there is a way to tap into Holy Spirit, and it's simply by inviting him in. And there are other ways, and we'll talk about that at some point. But one of the first ways that is the most easiest is just saying, Holy Spirit, I invite you in. I literally call on the Holy Spirit for every single thing. So that's a way that you start to connect with the God so that you can start to get the mind of God. Because a lot of people can tap into the spiritual realm and they may be accurate in what they're seeing, but it doesn't mean that it's of God or from God. Some people can tap into the spirit realm, but they don't have the mind or the heart of God. So they don't understand the will of God and what God is saying about certain things, because some things are just secret. And as you spend time with God in spirit and in truth, he will start to reveal certain things to you that you need to see and that you need to know. And it doesn't just have to be about your life. It could be about the life of people around you. It could be about the life of people that interact with you. It can be about people that you don't even know. And God will just call you to just pray for them and things of that. But the importance of being able to hear God closely and clearly is inviting the Holy Spirit in. So for anyone that is having challenges of imposter syndrome or not feeling like they know what they are meant to do, or knowing what they're meant to do and just feel like they're not capable of doing it, a for sure way to get in alignment with God is to just invite him in and be honest with God. Say, this is what I feel about this certain area or part of my career or something that you're saying about me, but I don't know if it's you and I really need you. And just be still. A word that the Lord just brought to me recently was Selah. And it's basically like to just take a pause. And sometimes when we are on our journey and we're doing everything so fast, we need to just take a pause to hear what God wants us to do. There are so many times that I did what I wanted to do and it got me in a lot of trouble. Or even if it wasn't trouble, it wasn't what God had me to do. So I ended up with unnecessary heartache, unnecessary heartbreak, unnecessary things that just could have been avoided had I gone a different way or just listened or waited on God just a little bit longer, which is also patience, but that's for another time. So I hope from this episode or this show that you all will understand how to tap into God and just know that we don't always know the answers or which way to go, and that's totally fine. But if we just lean onto God for those things, he will help us through it.